This is Mistress Delia, and I want to talk about the Ten Commandments of Orgasm Control. I have three posts about these Ten Commandments of Orgasm Control, so I'm going to do one recording so that no matter which post you read, you get each and every commandment in the audio. So download this audio so you can listen to it frequently. Let's first talk about coming without permission and guidance. Thou shalt not come without permission, nor shalt thou come without guidance. You have given me control of your cock, or you've given it to your mistress. This also means you've given her control of your orgasms. That means she gets to say if, when, and how you will be allowed to come. She may choose to deny you, give you a ruined orgasm, or may reward you with a full release. It's her choice. And you will never come without permission. Commandment 2. When permitted to come, you must be under strict female supervision. Guided masturbation is the only way you'll be allowed to stroke anymore. It's really for your own good. You see, you don't truly know what your cock is capable of, just how much pleasure it can give you. Let's be honest. You stroke for, what, 30 seconds and then your balls spread out a pitiful load? You've had that dick your whole life, and like most men, you have no idea what to do with it. But don't worry. We cock control mistresses sure do. Commandment 3. Your respect and devotion to your mistress is expressed by edging. I completely agree with this. Like many femdoms, I am a cock-teasing bitch. Truthfully, there are few things that please me more than having a cock under my control and making a slut edge over and over and over, knowing that he is delaying his orgasm, his pleasure, just to make me happy. I love making you desperate and listening to you beg for your release. You do want to please your mistress, don't you? Commandment 4 says, you must edge often to produce an ongoing pre-cum flow. Let me be honest. There are few things less appealing than a cock. Now, there are exceptions. My subby hubby, Jack, has a gorgeous dick. Really. But seeing one with the head glistening with pre-cum as it drips and runs down the shaft? Ugh. That is wonderful. I love to see your cock crying in its frustration. The more you stroke and edge, the more it cries. Sometimes, even you start crying. The desperation to empty your balls is so great. That is music to my ears. Your pre-cum is an offering to mistress which you must consume, is Commandment 5. When those drips and dribbles start to accumulate in a puddle, when the drops of pre-cum start to turn into a flowing river, you will reach down with your free hand, scoop it up, and swallow it for me. Oh, and don't think. It's just going to be pre-cum, my slut. Oh, no. If I ever grant you a release, and I may not, cock-teasing bitches really don't like it when you come. But you will swallow up that massive built-up load of spunk. Recycling is a good thing, and we'll make sure those balls fill up again very soon. Commandment 6 is very simple. Thou shalt not hesitate. Comply with instructions immediately. They say he who hesitates is lost, and if you hesitate to follow any of my commands, you will be lost, cast out, or banished. I have no time for disobedient, rude submissives. Now, that's not to say if something is beyond your previously discussed limits, or if you don't understand the instructions, you can't safe word, or ask a simple question for clarification. However, if my instructions are simple, like stroke 500 times as fast as you can, or stick a butt plug in your ass, you'd better hop to it. Commandment 7, again, is another simple one. Every female is to be obeyed and treated with the utmost of respect. Men are weak. Women are the superior sex. Whenever you are with women or around women, you will respect them. In fact, I would go so far to say that around any and all females, you will obey this commandment. Thou shalt not hesitate. Comply with instructions immediately. That, remember, is Commandment 6. And you may think, but mistress, what about submissive women? Oh, even if you are at a fetish party, remember that all women, doms, switches, and subs, all are above you. It's going to be different at the office with your secretary now, isn't it? Commandment 8. Her sexual needs supersede any of your own sexual desires. This is one reason why your mistress may keep you in chastity. After the first few days of horny frustration, you actually begin to accept your place, and you start focusing in on her needs and desires. She has the key to that chastity cage, and you are not getting out until she's happy and thinks you deserve the reward of an orgasm. If you are not in chastity, I always say practice the 5-to-1 rule. She gets 5 orgasms before you even think of begging for one. Commandment 9 says you must deny your orgasmic release for as long as ordered. Thou shalt not come without permission and guidance. Do you remember that first one? From the perspective of a cock-teasing bitch, I'm very sparse with permission to come. And since you are not to come without permission, you will have to hold back. Whether your mistress is stroking you or allows you the singular pleasures of either blowing you or fucking you, you deny yourself until she is through with you. And finally, Commandment 10. Even greater than coming without permission, lying or deceiving your mistress is a one-way ticket out of her domain. We all know the tricks. Come without permission or guidance? We know. Even worse is lying about your experience or what your limits are. BDSM is about communication and trust. And there can't be either if you are not truthful. Simple, right? I hope all of these 10 commandments of orgasm control have helped you to understand more about your place with your mistress. Well, this is Mistress Delia, and you can beg me when you call 800-601-6975.